AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Much of the East Coast continues to dig out from the big weekend snowstorm.
Schools in Baltimore and Washington, D.C. are closed for a second day as the cities continue to recover. No school in Philadelphia either. Mayor Jim Kenney.
The main things we were concerned about were the number of drifts, the number of piles that were at corners where pedestrians cannot be seen as easy, and especially little kids.
Air travel continues to be affected with flights delayed or canceled. And while federal offices in the Washington area will stay closed another day, four Smithsonian museums will have regular hours. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
A Texas grand jury has indicted two anti-abortion activists who covertly shot videos of Planned Parenthood. The Harris County DA says Center for Medical Progress founder David DeLion was indicted on a felony charge of tamping with a government record and a misdemeanor count related to purchasing human organs. But DeLion says it wasn't wrong to pretend to be a purchaser of fetal remains from abortions.
I think that undercover work is actually fundamentally different from lying, because the purpose of undercover work is actually to serve the truth.
Indiana may have lost as much as $60 million in hotel profits, tax revenue, and other economic benefits last year, due at least in part to the controversy surrounding the state's religious objections law. A document prepared for the tourism group Visit Indy shows 12 out-of-state groups surveyed all said that state's law played a role in their decision not to hold conventions in Indianapolis. In Southern California, Orange County Sheriff's Lieutenant Dave Sawyer says he believes three inmates who escaped from the Santa Ana jail over the weekend may be hiding in the community.
We need the community to realize and understand what a danger that they present to them. We know in some of the local communities, specifically the Vietnamese community, there is fear that exists about these individuals.
This is AP Radio News. Paris taxi drivers protesting what they consider unfair competition from rival services like Uber are joining teachers and other public servants in nationwide strikes and demonstrations. Air traffic controllers are also on strike. It's expected that 20% of flights will be canceled Tuesday. In this country, Labor Secretary Tom Perez says the budget President Obama sends to Congress next week will include an initiative to encourage companies to band together to provide retirement savings plans to their employees.
We are willing to take steps to make it easier and cheaper for employers to offer a path to dignified retirement. They should be willing to do the right thing and set up more plans so that their workers can save.
Director Spike Lee says he applauds the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences for making changes to increase diversity in its ranks.
It's a start.
But he says he still intends to skip the Oscar ceremony and instead watch the New York Knicks take on the Miami Heat. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.